Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. And what we're looking at is launches galore. Bob, a very good evening to you. Commercial space and Triumph. What are we waiting on?
Yes, John. The next, 24 to 36 hours are going to be really, really, really exciting. We had been talking about this for several days. There are some really amazing launches coming up. I want to go through them one by one. The first one is supposed to occur in the evening tonight, later tonight. SpaceX has a launch planned on its Falcon 9 rocket coming out of the Kennedy Space Center. It's going to be putting two lunar landers into space. The first, its prime payload is Firefly's Blue Ghost lunar lander. And that's supposed to go to the moon. It carries a lot of NASA payloads as well as other commercial payloads. It is Blue Ghost's first attempt to do a private commercial lunar landing. It would make it the third American company attempting to do such a thing, following Astrobiotic and Intuitive Machines last year. But also on the payload is the Japanese company iSpace's Resilience lunar lander. This is actually an upgrade from their Hakuto R lunar lander they attempted to put on the moon last year. And unfortunately, they got really close. Unfortunately, their software thought they were off just above the ground, turned off the engines, and they were still 3 kilometers above the surface, so it crashed. They are trying again, because they're getting payloads, and so they want to have a private company building space lunar landers, and so they're going to try again. And it appeared it made sense for them to launch on this Falcon 9 rocket, getting them both into space. They probably both saved money on the payload on the launch costs. And so that's two lunar landers are going to launch towards the moon. They won't get there immediately. They will be taking both of them somewhat long, circuitous routes to get to the moon to save fuel. They are going to different places on the moon. I will have a map up on Behind the Black shortly that will show you where. They're both on the, essentially on the northeast quadrant of the visible side of the moon that we can see. Once again, this is a commercial space moving forward. Now, that's the first launch. The second launch will be tomorrow, Wednesday in the afternoon. SpaceX is going to attempt its seventh test orbital launch of its Starship Super Heavy rocket. The goal here is to completely revamped Starship with new heat shield system, slightly redesigned flaps, new avionics. They're going to try to do a restart of the engines once again to prove that they can do that, and that'll be important for when they go into full orbits. They're going to also deploy 10 dummy Starlink satellites. These are not actual Starlink satellites, but they duplicate a Starlink satellite, and they're going to be testing the deployment system. And so this is that mission. They're going to try to catch Super Heavy again. Oh, that should be really exciting. And so that's also tomorrow. Keep your fingers crossed. I'll have the live streams embedded on Behind the Black. Then in the evening, Blue Origin is going to attempt again to complete the maiden launch of its New Glenn rocket. They tried a few days ago. They had some icing on a few lines, and so they decided to scrub the launch. And this is nothing bad. This is trying to do it right the first time, and they've got a crew, a launch crew that I think is somewhat is experienced in some things. It seems to me a lot of the people running their launch crew come from the New Shepard program, which is a suborbital launch. And so moving up to an orbital launch, I think, carries with it stresses and new problems. And so they're dealing with that. So they're both experienced and inexperienced. So they scrubbed it. They're going to try again tomorrow night. This is an important launch. They're going to not only try to put the rocket, their payload into orbit to prove the rocket works, but they're going to try to land the first stage on a barge in the Atlantic, vertically land it so they can reuse it. They say their prime goal is to get into orbit. We all agree. If they succeed in landing the first stage, that would be an incredible accomplishment for the first attempt. SpaceX can do it. We'll see if New Glenn can do it. It'll be exciting, but it's going to be an exciting 36 hours here. So we should grab the reins and put your seatbelts on and be prepared for excitement.
Questions about SpaceX first. They're catching Super Heavy. Are they going to try to catch Starship, or is that going down in the Indian Ocean?
That's going down in the Indian Ocean still. They won't catch Starship until they're going to be testing, for example, new equipment on Starship for catching it, but they're not ready to catch it yet. And they also have to be in a point where they're actually going into a full orbit and then use the Raptor engines to do a de-orbit burn. And they're not ready yet to do that. That's why they do the reburn, the restart engine tests now, because they want to prove that the engines can be restarted in weightlessness. So nope, they're not going to yet catch that. But, you know, it's just down the road, just down the road.
Another question about Starship. The last time I recall, they were experimenting with the heat shield and with tiles on the surface. Are they continuing that experiment? And is this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, John. They basically, what they're doing is essentially what the shuttle program should have been doing. After each launch, they look at what worked and what didn't. Each Starship that's launched has tiles in certain places, has certain types of tiles in other places, has no tiles in some places where they maybe should have tiles, to test the underlying ablative layer that they're putting on. And they're also testing different kinds of ablative layers over each launch. And so they're doing the same thing here to see how they can maximize the efficiency of their tile system, reduce the damage to the ship and to the tiles, and to speed up refurbishment and make relaunch happen faster.
Another question about Starship. Is this the same Starship they launched for number 6, or is this larger?
No. This is not the same ship. The same ship went down in the Indian Ocean.
No, the same design, because they're...
No, this is a version 2. The Starship they're flying now is a major redesign. As they were building prototypes, they originally reached a point where they knew the design wasn't right, so they started to really... They built a new version. And they would have launched the previous one much sooner if the FAA wasn't slowing them down. They just wanted to launch it to get it out of the way and also to do some tests. This one is version 2, and it's significantly redesigned and incorporates many of the things they hope will be their final design. They also recognize that it's still a prototype and things will change.
Now, New Glenn, is this the same single booster for getting into low Earth orbit, or is there a second stage? And
there is a second stage, John. There's no rocket at this point is single stage to orbit. That doesn't exist. But what they're trying to do is it's a two-stage rocket. The first stage is reusable, just like a Falcon 9, and the second stage goes to orbit. It's got a very large fairing diameter, which means it can hold very large payloads. It's a very powerful rocket, and in fact, the best rocket to compare New Glenn with is Falcon Heavy. They both put up about 40 to 50 tons into low Earth orbit. What New Glenn has that's an advantage over Falcon Heavy is that fairing. It can put up much larger objects within that fairing. The fairing size of Falcon 9 is good, but this is bigger. And so that's the main difference between the two rockets.
Is this New Glenn, it's the BE-4 engine, I think there's 7 of them, is this capable of handling a manned launch for a capsule on top?
That's a good good question. They have not been designing it with that in mind, or I should say with that right now. They are mainly developing it for the sake of putting unmanned payloads into orbit.
Right.
But there is no reason, just like with Falcon 9, there is no reason to upgrade this rocket. And once it starts flying regularly, to use it for that kind of purpose. And in many ways, you know, the Falcon Heavy was, to a certain extent, a really smart innovation by Elon Musk to get a heavy lift rocket, but it was somewhat of a fudge. And so I'm not sure it would be possible to make the Falcon Heavy capable of manned flight. It might be, but it would be a little bit more difficult, I think, because you're improvising to make it. But the New Glenn was built from start with this design. So if this design turns out to be reliable and they begin to launch regularly and they begin to reuse the first stage regularly and they show it's reliable, moving this up to be a manned vehicle is very credible. And once again, it will give. This increases the options for the American nation and NASA for its Artemis program, replacing SLS entirely, because the SLS is just not as efficient as these rockets.
One other detail you've emphasized over time is New Glenn in a production line similar to SpaceX, so that they can mass produce these and march them out onto the pad. Are they ready to manufacture at that pace?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We're going to find out. They want to do at least six launches this year. They have launch contracts they've got to fulfill, both with Amazon and with the military. And so they want to get launches going. They got to get certified by the military. That means at least two successful launches before that'll happen. But they have things they want to get done. If they get their first stage landed and they can reuse it relatively soon, then the production line issue gets reduced somewhat because they don't have to build as much. Do they have the capacity to build enough engines and rockets to maintain their production line as well as ULA's Vulcan launches? We'll find out. That's all I can say.
Ted Cruz, ready? Here we go. Ted Cruz is chairman of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. He's a Texas senator. He ran for president. And apparently, he's on the case defending SpaceX. What has he discovered, Bob?
I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to go back to a different story that I want to talk about, which has to do with SpaceX and reusability. Because they did a launch last week, John, where they used a first stage for the 25th time, which is a record. It also is a record that matches the entire number of flights that the space shuttle Endeavour achieved during its lifespan of almost two decades. That's pretty amazing because it did this record in only 3.5 years, not two decades. And so SpaceX is now beginning to accumulate first stages that are matching the record set by the space shuttle and doing it in a much more efficient and effective way. And that applies to New Glenn down the road. If they can begin to do the same thing, the potential is gigantic. Now, let's get to Ted Cruz. I'll bring him up because, yes, Ted Cruz, at in an interview with a local news outlet, noted that SpaceX has offered to invest its own money to improve the main highway that takes trucks and vehicles and people to and from the Boca Chica beachfront. And that includes going to and from their own facility, Starbase. They've offered to do it. They've been trying to get to do it. And they have found that they can't get to do it because the bureaucracy just can't get its paperwork in order. And Cruz pointed this out. And so what we have is a situation where the road needs to be upgraded and repaired, and SpaceX is willing to do it and do it quick and cheap because it would pay for it. And the Texas Department of Transportation can't quite figure out how to give the permits for them to do it. And I think Cruz did this interview to apply some public pressure to the Texas Transportation Department and possibly get Governor Abbott to pay recognize this and put some pressure on top of them, hopefully to get that tortoise moving. It's pretty shameful. He can't understand why this should be the case, but this has been the case.
And Australia, a rocket startup, and I believe a neutron rocket. Let's deal with the startup. What's it called?
The startup in Australia is called Gilmore Space, named after the founder, Adam Gilmore. It's his company. He has his own spaceport on the east coast of Australia called the Ballon Spaceport. He has been trying for more than 2 years to get a launch license. He hasn't been able to get it. He applied in April of 22, and he said he hoped to launch by that time. He's been sitting. He's managed to get his spaceport licensed, and he's managed to get other licenses as well, but he's still waiting the launch license. And he did an interview recently where he said that he really does see that this is about to happen, and he hopes to be able to do that launch in mid-February at this moment in time. And he talked about how wonderful the Civil Aviation Safety Authority of Australia has been. They really are working hard. They're trying to get this done. He's very supportive of them. He's basically saying the same thing he's been saying now for 2 years. They're great. They're working hard. They want to approve, and yet nothing happens. He has to be nice to them, because if he doesn't, they'll make his life worse. But they have basically been sitting on this for 2 years. I think the approval is close. I think Gilmore's Iris rocket will do its first orbital test launch, hopefully in the next month or so. But this situation in Australia indicates this nation is not prepared yet to have commercial space. They have a government that is just like the UK, is not conducive to freedom and private enterprise. They are very hostile to it.
We're going to the moon. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.